I don't know if you've heard this from us before, but venture capital investing is really not very diverse. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier in this week, we talked about how the tech industry should either hire more people of color or invest in them, hire or wire. On that latter idea, the past few days have seen a few commitments from established venture funds. SoftBank launched a $100 million fund to support people of color. Andreessen Horowitz launched a $2.2 million fund to support founders from, quote, underserved communities, with a plan to expand it to $15 million over time. But if we're being honest here, that's not that much. Sarah Kunst is the managing director of Clio Capital.
They are real amounts of money, but compared to the size of the industry and the amount of underfunding that has happened, Black founders get less than 2% of all venture capital dollars, despite being, 15% of the population and starting companies at disproportionately high rates. So that historical imbalance is certainly not going to be solved with these cumulative called $115 million in commitments. That $115 million cumulative is already small. And then when you realize that it's not particularly earmarked for Black or Hispanic, underrepresented minorities, you have to question how much is actually going to get into the hands of the people who, have historically been underfunded the most.
Right. And also, if we were talking about structural change, why earmark money at all?
Exactly. And I think, my fund, Clio Capital, we don't have a mandate around gender or diversity. That being said, my portfolio is incredibly diverse. We have a lot of Black founders. We have a lot of Asian and Indian and Hispanic founders. We have a lot of gay founders. We just find great people and we invest in them and they make us a lot of money. Our two best performing companies in the portfolio are founded by women of color, and the other one is founded by, a man of color and his business partner, and both are immigrants. The exact things that people are saying, how do we do it? How do we find it? We have to have this carve out or this sort of remedial training or whatever it is. There are funds like mine that have just been able to do it, and we're making a lot of money from doing it.
I mean, there's research that shows trillions of dollars is being left on the table by not investing in more founders of color. Like, why isn't that economic argument working, if nothing else?
I mean, and we see the same thing with gender, right? I've been on NPR. I've been on these shows a lot to talk about gender and race over the years. And we saw a lot of these same things after Me Too, where, there's massive economic arguments, right? There's only really two schools of thought. You either fundamentally believe that only white men are capable of greatness, which is a really dark thought that I hope you're very quiet about, or you are leaving money on the table. And there's not really another option. And so I think when people realize that and when people accept that, they say, oh, I'm leaving money on the table. And by the way, the job of venture capital is not to invest in amazing founders. It's not to make the world a better place. It is to make money for our investors, right? We are a cash machine. You give us a dollar, we're supposed to give you $3 to $5 back. So, to leave money on the table in a business where your only job is to make money isn't okay.
How hopeful are you that we will see change?
It's right. We have to be honest about it. And I think that one of the most dangerous things is, it's been amazing to see so many other people around the country, around the world who aren't Black, see this and see the protests and see everything that's happening and realize, that it's not just police brutality. There's a whole systemic thing that's going on inside their own workplaces, inside their own homes, inside their own hearts, right? So it's great to see that realization. But thinking that you can undo, 400 years of this, America's a country that was founded on genocide and the economic engine was built by slavery, right? So you can't undo that with a couple Instagram posts. And you look at the wealth gap between races, and it's almost 100% tied to the fact that Black people were largely denied home ownership and were denied home loans and were redlined into, low-income neighborhoods, while their white counterparts were allowed, into neighborhoods where property values then went up much more, right? And so when you look at the historic and intractable roots of these things, to think that they can be changed quickly is just not accurate. accurate, it's going to take a long time. It took us a long time to get here. It's going to take us a long time to get out. That being said, I'm heartened by the fact that now people are having these conversations when for a long time they didn't. And so it is a step in the right direction, but it is a 400-year process to get here. And we have been pushing back against it, you know, certainly in the 1960s with civil rights leaders. And there have been people like the Reverend Jesse Jackson who have been in this fight, you know, for 50, 60 years. But it also breaks my heart, you know, for people like him to say, you've been doing this for 60 years and like this is all we have to show for it. How disheartening that must be, you know? So I am glad that people are paying attention now. And I think that it's still going to take years and decades to really make progress.
Sarah Kunst is the managing director of Clio Capital. And now for some related links. That trillions number, I know that sounds a little unlikely, but over at marketplacetech.org, you'll find the research to back it up. Morgan Stanley put out a survey last October saying the amount of value that VCs could be missing out on is as much as $4 trillion. Four! I put a link to an interview we did with Morgan Stanley's Carla Harris at the time. Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl did a piece earlier this week on SoftBank's $100 million fund and how little investment goes into Black and minority-owned businesses, even when they do get funding. And here's what else we're watching in tech. We talked the other day about how tech tools can be used to track down protesters and protest organizers even after demonstrations are over. And there is controversy around sharing photos that could identify protesters on social media. My son has been arguing with his friends about this all week, in fact. Well, this week, Signal, the encrypted messaging app, put up a blog post saying it wanted to do something. And so it introduced tools that actually let you blur faces in photos before sharing. Signal says its updates have been submitted to the Google Play Store and the App Store for iOS. Heading into election season, Facebook said it will prevent state-controlled media outlets from buying advertising on its platforms and will label posts and existing ads from state-run media. Think Sputnik out of Russia or People's Daily from China. Twitter did the same thing last August. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Robin Edgar is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.